I'm Jamie Dunn. Chemicals commonly sprayed on gardens, yards, and golf courses appear to be contributing to bees dying off in record numbers. Illinois could soon join other states in restricting the use of these insecticides, but experts say that won't be enough to save the bees. In a new in-depth story, Illinois Issues took a look at some of the efforts to protect bees in the state. I sat down with Andrew Dewey to talk about his story. Your story is about legislation that seeks to protect bees and other pollinators. What's happening to the bees?
Bees and other pollinators are dying off at great numbers across the country, and particularly in Illinois. And 30% of the food that we eat is pollinated by bees, and without those, we would actually have a great deal of loss of food.
So what would this legislation do to protect bees?
Well, the legislation is attempting to make it illegal to apply neonicotinoids on public land, state-owned land, and all residential use.
What are these pesticides, and can you tell us a little bit about what they do to bees?
Neonicotinoids are basically a synthetic version of something that's been used as an insecticide for hundreds of years in the United States, which is nicotine. Back in the old days when they had beehives, they would actually use tobacco smoke to calm down the bees as they went in and harvested the honey. But they found that neonicotinoids actually and nicotine are great for not only calming down bees, but killing a lot of the insects that attack farmlands and crops. We also refer to these as neonics quite often. It's a synthetic version of that nicotine that's used in fields for farmers. What happens with bees when they're exposed to neonics is they actually paralyze the insect, and then it works its way through the system of the body and eventually just kills off brain activity. And it appears to be a very fast process. We're usually talking within 48 hours of being exposed, the bee is either very unhealthy or already dead.
How would this legislation affect farming in the state?
Currently, the way the bill is written, it won't affect farmers at all. So neonics will not be prevented from being used on pre-treated seed, pre- or post-emergent spraying. Basically, it shouldn't affect farming in any way right now.
You got a chance to get a response from one of the companies that manufactures the neonics. What did they have to say about the effect that they have on bees?
Well, their official spokesperson said that they not only felt that neonicotinoids had no effect on bee population, they also felt that bees were not declining. As a matter of fact, they put out a number that they felt bees had increased a great percentage in the last 2 years. Bee experts that I interviewed definitely disagree with those statements.
You also talked with some folks who represent environmental groups in the state. What did they have to say about this legislation?
They said basically that it was a nice first step. One of the things that they really liked about the bill was to stop using it on state grounds such as parks and wildlife reserves. It helps the animals and keeps the butterfly and bee population alive and well.
And you also talked to several bee experts, and they pointed out that bees face a number of threats. What else might be contributing to these bee die-offs that we're seeing?
Dr. Robinson of the University of Illinois Bee Lab felt there was no one smoking gun. Bee experts seem to kind of agree that there's a four-pointed problem. One is that neonicotinoids were definitely a part of it. Another was that there's just not enough pollinator acreage, land that's out to flowers and plants. They felt that it was overall bee health. And the last was a very dangerous predator called the varroa mite that was introduced in the United States by accident in the 1980s. And it is killing off bees at outrageous numbers.
Besides cutting back on neonics, what other ideas are out there to help protect the bees?
I think one of the most interesting points was the NCRS, which farmers know is the Department of Agriculture division that deals with what's called set-aside acres, where you set aside a portion of your land to non-profit crops, non-commodities, and then the government pays you to grow those and mow them down. And one of the issues that I saw both environmentalists and NCRS were wanting to do was trying to come up with some way to develop a program where farmers could set aside pollinator acreage.